Okay, everybody, see what we start. Okay. Okay. Okay, everybody, so this evening I'd like to speak a little about Tkiyas Shofar, but specifically and the Indian of Shvarim Trua B'Neshima Achas U'B'Shtei Neshimas, this Indian, which is a very big Indian. When you blow the Shvarim Trua, so basically Shvarim Trua is considered one unit, because the Gemara says that there was a suffix what Trua is in the Torah, because you're supposed to blow Tkiya Trua Tkiya. Tkiya Trua Tkiya, Tkiya Trua Tkiya. And we're not sure what a Trua is. Is a Trua a Shvarim? What we call a Shvarim? Is it a Trua? What we call a Trua? Or is it Shvarim Trua? So we're not sure. So that's what Rav Avohu made a Takana asking. Asking Rav Avohu Mikisri. See, towards the bottom, the first word in the line is Miskasa. I neglected to put an arrow there. Asking Rav Avohu Mikisri, Tkiya Shlosha Shvarim Trua Tkiya Tashrat Manavshach Ilu Yol Lavid. So the Gemara says, what are you doing with this? So then the Gemara says, no. He says, the maskiv la Ravina, the second wide line, the last word in the line is Ravina. Vidilma ganuchi ganuch will come safkle and shvarim la truad. El Rabbi Avo, maim sakin, I ganuchi ganuch avde, yulu ala avde, mesafkale. Third line for the bottom, mesafkale. Dilma nogach vialil. That is, he's not sure what he's supposed to do. So, ihachi lavid nami ipcha, tkiya trua shlosha shvarim tkiya, dilma yal vganuch. So it means like this. So he's not sure. The Torah says he's supposed to blow a tkiya, a trua, and a tkiya three times. And that's it. The nine koilos that you were supposed to blow midaraisa. That's it. It's just, Rabbi Vau said, we're not sure what a trua is. So therefore, since we're not sure, we blow, instead of one group of nine, we blow three sets. Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. Three times. Because maybe the truas are really, the true of the Torah merely means Shvarim Trua. And maybe, so therefore we have to blow the three sets. So that's already, so therefore you go Tkiya, Shvarim Trua, Tkiya. And that's 4, 8, 12. Right, and because and then we blow another set of three tashats, because maybe the true of the Torah is really shvarim, so we've got 3, 3, 3. Right, because the amount of shvarim doesn't count as that's considered one unit. Three shvarims is one kol, so that's 3, 3, 3 is 9, and then the trua, three truas, the way we blow truas, is 3, 3, 3, another 9. So 12, 9, and 9 is 30. So that's what we do. So that was Rav Avohu's. There's a famous question with Rav Avohu, is that there's a suffix. So Rav Avohu says he wants everyone to blow 30 koilos. So the question is, what happened before Rav Avohu? So that means there were Yidden, that some people, what were they doing?
Is everybody's yotzei? He just wanted to be.
So Rav Haigoin has a famous shita that trua is anything you want. I mean, not everything you want, but it could be shvarim trua, shvarim or trua. He just wanted to unify that. So there were shuls that only blew tashrats, and there were shuls that just blew tashats, and there were shuls that just blew what? Tarat. And he wanted that everyone should blow the same, so it shouldn't be look funny. Some Rishonim, maybe the Rambam is mashma, that it was a real suffix. That before Rav Avohu came around, there were some people that Taka we're not being yotze. But Rav Haigon, I'll show you inside for a second. Rav Haigon, on the second page, asking the last two lines, asking Rav Abakisri, Nishol Rav Haigon, Friad Shabar Rav Avahu, Lohoyu Yisrael Yotzi Midei Tekiya Shofar? Before Rav Avahu came, there weren't Yotzi Shofar? Loshon HaZaheshiv. But this is what he answered. Al Tachshavu Bilvavchem, don't think that, you know, Rav Avahu in his time, that's when the Sofik began. So the Mishnah is Ketuba saying. The Mishnah is to talk about these things from, you know, old sources. Achaz Omer Shrua, Gimli Vamas, Achaz Omer Shrua, Shlosh Shvarim. So what's the answer? So he says, look a little bit further down. Elamar ki asri mar ki asri katar v'chachom shol halalu modim yichov is true hi v'chachom shol halalu modim ki shvarim true hi. Everyone agrees that each thing is good. Shabara v'avar ro latak in takonish yukol yisro osi maise echad v'lo yirab b'neim dorish had yodus ron mosov ki chaluk. So even when people who are not so sophisticated will say, oh, there's a big machlokes here, and if you go to this shul, you're not going to be yotzei the tkiyas, and if you go to that shul, you would be yotzei the tkiyas. So they don't want that. Really, everyone, each of the shuls, even in the time when some shuls just blew shvarims, and other shuls just blew, I mean, tkiya shvarim tkiya, and other shuls just blew tkiya trua tkiya. And other shuls blew tkiya shvarim trua tkiya. Everyone was always yotzei. He just wanted to make it
standardized.
Oh. So the question is like this: when you're blowing shvarim trua, so basically it's two different koils. The shvarim is one koil, the trua is another koil, but they're both to try to be yotze the trua of the chumash. So what should it be? Should the Baal Tokeya have a neshima b'neihem, do we say that since they're representing one unit of trua, there shouldn't be any hefsek b'neihem, and you should blow shvarim trua b'neshima achas?
You can ask even beforehand. If we're doing all three shitas, why do we need a shvarim trua? We're already doing shvarim, we're already doing trua. Why together?
Because shvarim trua is a different call. You know, it's the you know, different types of crying.
Right. One is like yalala.
One is genuche ganach, and one is yalula yalala.
So you're doing both, but it's not meant to be.
So it should it be together? Done? Should it be done with one breath? Or should it be? Because lamaisa shvarim and trua. Like, when you make a tekiya, and then you do shvarim and the tekiya, there's going to be a hefsik between the tekiya and the shvarim. You're not going to do it all together, because they're two separate things. The tekiya is the tekiya, and the shvarim is for the trua. So here, so the two possibilities here. Here you could say that the shvarim trua is to be yotzei the trua of the chumash. So maybe it should be one thing. What do we say? But l'maisa, it's two different koilos. The mice is two different carlos, so even though it's to be yotze the true of the Torah, but it's two different carlos, and therefore you should dafka take a breath. That's the question. And the question is it likuva? Whereas maybe it could be that if you're supposed to do it b'neshim achas and you do b'shtei neshimas, you're not yotze, or fakek. If you do it b'shtei neshimas and you do it, you're supposed to do shtei neshimas, maybe you're not yotze. So that's what we have to figure out. And so what do you think? What would you say? What would you think the pashta should be?
Just go with go both ways, because if it's meant to be one sound, if they're both meant to substitute for one sound, you should do it together, right? But if it's one or the other, then you should have. So let's see. I say no, the Shema Achas.
You think the Shema Achas? Yeah, tell me here why.
Why? Because if we're saying that the Torah's Trua could be Shvarim Trua, then that's Taka one, it should be one coil.
It's one coil. So therefore it should be Mashim Achas.
Who's
it? Yeah, so if you take a look in the Ramban, on page 4. Hadamrinan or in el tkiya tru achas. Hachikomar, Shema mitzvah achasu. The tzarchus kol ariyah ben shim achas. Shelo yehe ben tkiya le tru of lo klo. So he has a suggestion that it should be tkiya neshim achas. Because, like you say, it's one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah, so it should be tkiachas. And in fact, there's a Gemara in Sukkah. Take a look at the Gemara in Sukkah on page 6. Gemara has a discussion that this Gemara in Sukkah is not talking about Rosh Hashanah. It's talking about, Rashi says, Bechol Yom, in the Beis HaMikdash, when they would blow shofar, you know, in the Mikdash. So they would blow a tekiah, true a tekiah. And the Gemara says that, look where it says Masnisen, you see, in the beginning of the Gemara, third line. My time with Rabbi Yudah Makra, Rabbi Yudah saw a tekiah true, a tekiah achasi. It's one mitzvah. Whereas when they blew every day in the Mikdash, tekiah true, a tekiah, it's one. It was one mitzvah. It was one mitzvah. So therefore, since it's one mitzvah, the Gemara says, look in the Gemara.
I'm sorry, when was it done every day?
You know, by the opening, by the gates, opening of the gates, and the. Yeah, the Psichas Hasharim. Oh. When they opened the gates, so they blew shofar. Right? They blew the shofar. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda saw a tekiah true and tekiah achasi, and that's why in the last line of the Gemara it says, "Ein bein tekiah le true v'lo klum." Kiman k'Rabbi Yehuda, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, when they blew every day in the mikdash tekiah true tekiah, the whole thing was b'neshim achas. Why? Because it's one. It was one mitzvah. It was one mitzvah. So therefore, even there, it was separate kolos. So they blew every day in the mikdash tekiah true tekiah. When they opened up the gates in the Mikdash, one neshima, ben neshima achas. Okay, so now, so Yigal, so Zok Yigal, what?
So it's one mitzvah. Should the Shvarim Trua is one mitzvah of Trua?
So it should be what?
Neshima
achas.
One breath.
Based on this Gemara in Sukkah. So he was mechaven Yigal to the Ramban.
Kind
of, so let me show you. But the Ramban's Lashon is so stark, so you have to appreciate the Lashon of the Ramban. Look at the Ramban first on page 9. So the Ramban first quotes the Rabbeinu Tam on page 8. Quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam shita is that Shvarim Trua Shtei Neshimas. That's the Rabbeinu Tam shita. He says, Shuv Matzasi B'tshuvas Rabbeinu Tam. Sal? Shlosha Shvarim B'Neshima Achas. So Shlosha Shvarim Avada Yidu B'Neshima Achas. Avdin Lu. Mokam Trua Kaimi, because they're both to be Yotze what the Torah says Trua. Aval Gimel Shvarim U'Trua Dish Tashrat Lo Mistabra. The Genuchi V'Yolilui B'Chad Neshima Lo Avdi Inchi. It says, because when a person sobs, this is Rabbeinu Tam Shita, when they sob, first they have the Shvarim type of sobs, and then they have the Trua type of sobs. So just the reality of sobbing is that there's a breath taken in between. It's not like Neshimacha. So since we're making Kol HaShofar like the koilos of someone sobbing, the longer ones and the shorter ones, etc. So therefore, do it the way a person sobs. And what? And then a Neshima between, so it'll be Shtei Neshimas, between the Shvarims and the Trua. So the Ramban says he disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. He says, V'ein Devar of Nechoinim. That's not even the good Lashon that he has. that's for just starters. Ein Devar of Nechoinim. That Trua he. Because Lamaisa, the Shvarim Trua, is one Trua. So it has to be together. Ki Efshal Yozma Hefsik Mishum Ponim. So therefore you have to have the Shema. But let me show you the Shtarka Lashon. Let's see. Here. Take a look here. On page 10. This is the Drasha L'Rosh Hashanah of the Ramban. First we saw the Ramban in his Chidushim. There's a famous Drasha that the Ramban gave. The Drasha L'Rosh Hashanah. So in this big Drasha, he speaks about a lot of things. And one of the things he speaks about is whether it's Neshima Achas or Shtei Neshimas. So look at what he says here. So he quotes Rabbeinu Tam that Shtei Neshimas. So he says, "V'zeinu nochem klal." So now he's giving even stronger lashon. "Zeinu nochem klal," Rabbeinu Tam, because he says exactly what you said, Yigal. He says, according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that in the Mikdash they blew every day tekiah, trua tekiah, and the Gemara says they did it what? Shimachas. So he says, make a kal v'chomer. Madach tekiah, trua tekiah is one mitzvah, but it's still different koilos. And afal pikein, since it's one mitzvah, you do the tekiah, trua tekiah together. So shvarim trua, certainly you should do it together. In other words, if trua tekiah, trua tekiah, which are three different koilos, but they're mitzvah achas, not on Rosh Hashanah, but you know the rest of the year, and the Gemara says you're not supposed to be mafsik. So shvarim trua on Rosh Hashanah, which is one mitzvah of trua, so kal v'chomer, it should be b'neshim achas. So he says the kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer the Rabbi Yehuda. Domer tkiya trua tkiya achasi. V'kevin desover achasi im hifsik klal psula. That if your mafsik is possible, domer Rav Kahana ain bein tkiya the trua tkiya v'lo klum. V'afel pi shehem kolus mishunim, even though the tkiya trua tkiya, the vachadika tkiya trua tkiya that they do the whole year is different koilos. And afal pikein, he says, you do a tekiah and a trua and a tekiah b'neshima achas. V'gabe eshein shmosim shovim v'ein kol shovim lo domim zel zeklal. So kal v'chomer that the shvarim trua, which is one kiyam and trua, certainly should be b'neshima achas. V'lo ad el eshein b'mizoseim shovus sheyechon loshon rachamim v'echon loshon liol mchia. Now he's V'zehu kal v'chomer she'ein olav tshuva. He says, this kal v'chomer that I'm telling you here, there's no, you can't refute it. You're kal v'chomer. You can't refute. If Madoch Rabbi Yehuda holds that it has to be b'neshima achas, when it's a true tkiya of the whole year, because it's mitzvah achas, so in Yosh Hashanah, when the shvar mitzvah is one thing, so kal v'chomer, it should be b'neshima achas. One second. First he starts Einu Nochon, then he says Einu Nochon Klal, and then he says Zehu Kal V'chomer She'ein Olav Tshuva. So obviously Rabbeinu Tam must have a tshuva, or else because Rabbeinu Tam, he knew this Gemara also. But the Ramban says Ramban Shtark Neshima Achas. Yeah.
But according to the Ramban, we should do the whole thing with the Shema Achas, just like we do during the year.
Yeah, so you're saying according to Ramban, how come we don't do just like we do the whole year? We do the whole year the Tekiah, true Tekiah with the Shema Achas. So how come on Rosh Hashanah no one says to do that? That's Rav Yaakov Weiland's kasha.
But the mitzvah is trua. It's not. It seems like the trua is good from what he's said before. Zu mitzvah achas. The trua itself is.
Unless you say in Rosh Hashanah every kol is considered like.
But the Torah is trua separately. It's not. Yeah, right. You're called trua. It's almost. It seems like it's a separate mitzvah. I don't know if it's counted as such.
I mean, it's interesting. We call it Yom Trua Yelachem. So. Basically, the mitzvah is the trua, and then we have another yalfusa that you should have at kiel afanan, kiel achara, but it's yom trua. So it's not all together. It's just like it's the sandwich. You have one, the bread and the bread and the tuna fish in the middle.
So really, I think it just depends on what is the mitzvah achas over here.
Yeah. So what do we have? We have a machlokes between the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Tam, whether it should be neshima achas or shtei neshimas. Now, how are we going to save Rabbeinu Tam? Because Ramban is so confident. Ramban is so confident in his shita. So how are we going to? How are we going to do it? So, some point out that the answer to Rabbeinu Tam is based on Rashi. If you take a look in Rashi and Sukkah Nun Gimel Amud Beis on page 6, so the Lashon HaGemara was. And the last two lines of the Gemara. Radomar of Kahana, Ein Bein Tkiya L'Trua of a Lo Klum. So Lo Klum is Mashma what? You don't pause between the Tkiya Trua and Tkiya. The Shimachas. So says Rashi, V'Lo Klum, Lo Haya Mafsik Bein Taim El Kedei Neshima. So Rashi learns a whole different pshat than that Gemara. In other words, we thought lo klum pashtus means you can't pause at all between the tkiya true and tkiya during the year. But Rashi learns no. Rashi learns lo klum means that you
not more than a neshima.
You can't pause more than a neshima. Neshima you could pause, but not more than a neshima. So when we say you shouldn't pause lo klum, but a neshima you could take. That's how Rashi learns. Because in neshima, that's not when we talk about a pause. That's neshima. You know, we wouldn't think that's a pause, really. Yeah, neshima, it's a gornished. So that's not such a pause. So
it's never a problem to take a neshima in any of the blowing.
Right. So he says. So that's what Rashi says that you should, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you shouldn't take more than a neshima, but you can take a neshima. Right. So Mamela, if that's the pshat, so then according to Rabbeinu Tam, even even though it's mitzvahachas, the shvarim retrua, you could take a neshima because that's not called pausing. More than neshima is called pausing. That's the answer that's given for Rabbeinu Tam.
Well, so in essence, this answer is.
But if you hold, but I guess the Ramban thought probably that Rashi disagreed with this Rashi. And when it says lo klum, means he can't pause at all. So if you can't pause at all by the tkiya, trua tkiya, if you can't pause at all during the year, so then shvarim trua, you can't pause either. So it's all totally on what's pshat in this Gemara in Sukkah of the ein bein tkiya trua of lo klum. Okay.
Right. The lashon sounds superfluous. Why throw in the lo klum? What is
it? Lo klum means don't pause too much. There's neshima achas, but if you start more than neshima, that's really considered pausing. That's really considered pausing. Now, who gives this teretz for the Rabbeinu Tam? Ramban says can't be. So the Rivosh on page 16 gives this teretz. Take a look in the Rivosh. In Siman Lamed Tes. Ochalti Mroy Lahachzir Hasiman. The Tokeya Shehifsik Besimun Tashrad Ben Shvam Lutrua Gidas Haramban Shuva Vayadata Gidas Rabbeinu Tam Sheefshel Lahafsik Ben Shvam Lutrua. That was Rabbeinu Tam Shita that Yidav could take a hefsik. The God of Yoel Ben Shima Achas Lo Avdi Inchi, because that's not the norm to do it Ben Shima Achas. Aval Ramban Zal Cholokolov that Trua Achasi Vein Roy Lahafsik. Right, the Ramban says no. It's one thing you can't be mafsik. Probably shame kolos mukhulokim. Yosem mukhulokim mipshutu shvar motru alibed the Rabbi Yehuda. It's not worse than Rabbi Yehuda shita. Shumatzir chasosim mitshim machas mishum desvile the mitzvah achasin. The isa perkacholo. What did mishvar motru ledidon? Omnam matzasi l'Rashi. Shapirish perkachalil and sukkah emet tkiyah motru lo klum loya mafsik ben taim al kadein shima. That they do take in the Shema according to Rabbi Yehuda. So if that's the case, then the Ramban's Raya is pushed off because Rabbi Yehuda did allow a Neshima. So if Rabbi Yehuda allowed a Neshima, so then we can allow a Neshima also between the Shvarim and Trua. But then he says, Mikomokom ein nirakein. But that's no sense of Svar Machras came into true achasi, Tzarchla says somebody shimachas. So he thinks it's not true. Whereas you can give a teretz for Rabbeinu Tam, we can find the teretz. But still the Ramban is right. That it's one mitzvah, the trua, the shvarim trua, and therefore it should be bin shimachas. And he says, Imlo osa kein machzirin oso. It's likuva. If you do take a breath, you have to blow over. In other words, the question is within the Ramban Shita, is he only saying it l'chatchila? No. So the Rivash claims the Ramban is saying it likuva, that you have to do it b'neshima achas. That's the Ramban. Now, however, the Trumas had. So again, so basically, you have a machlokas Rabbeinu Tam in the Ramban. And now we have to see, are those, in other words, does Rabbeinu Tam say his shita dafke liikuva? What's according to Rabbeinu Tam if you do it b'nashim achas? Is that only you didn't do it l'chatchila, but you still yotzei? And according to Ramban, if you do it b'shtei nashimus, so the Rivash said according to Ramban, if you do shtei nashimus, you're not yotzei. But the Trumas Hadeshin, Rabbi say, take a look in the Trumas Hadeshin on page 15. So what does he say? So he says, so he says differently. He thinks differently, that he would be Yotze. Let's see. Nami no figure of a term. Under the Cosmo, she is a swarm true, and Shima Achas is also used a commercial game to score swarm true because I had built his from Hefsen. So he deals with this question. So on page 14, he writes. So he says, אם כן, אם עובד שבר מוצרו בנשים האחס, דיום בקרק אמס. הוא שבר מלאב כלום. ויוב... So he says... אין דרך כלל בלעוד שיש לי כולם. כמו גם יסקל שני דרוח משיבה, סתם הולכים את האוסם מנג, משום שם קיים לו כמעט אומר האחס. כך תוקים בעניין לססון הדוד. So that's a question, whether it's Likuv or not. That's a question. But the Trumas Hadeshin says a Chiddush. He says an unbelievable Chiddush. That even if you hold Neshima Achas, you should have a little Hefsek. There has to be some differential between the Shvarim and the Truma. So he says, that's what the Truma Sedeshin says. Because if you're going to do it without any Hefsek at all, that's not even called the Shimachas. That's just bilbling everything together. El yafsik ma'at. Rakshal yasa neshima bentayim. That's what the Truma Sedeshin says. So one second. Also, in the Truma Sedeshin, they point out agrees with the Rivash that you should do a Mishim Achas and it's Likuva. But the Rush is the one that made this Mashma that maybe that. Even if you need Neshim Achas and you do Shtei Neshimas, it could still be okay. So it's a Machlokes Rishonim. But the Rivash, and that's Mashma that you need Neshim Achas, and if you do Shtei Neshimas, you're not Yotzi. And the Bach, if you look on page 18, so again, it comes out like this. The Rabbeinu Tam holds Shtei Neshimas. The Ramban holds Neshimachas. And then within the Ramban, the question is, what if you did it b'Shtei Neshimas? So the Truma Sedeshin and Rivash say you're not Yotze, and the Rosh perhaps says you would be Yotze. But the Bach says, on page 18, the second arrow, Avogav the Rivash Kosad Machzir, so she can't das Ritzkeis, Varosh, Varash, Varan, there are no much Lomatzes El Hedi Bidivim, feed the Mashmuli Kach Bidivim Kosakin. I will done Vada Yishchu, but the Kame, the Kio, Trua, the Steinin, the Ritalfo, PK, and Amru Bishalmi, also Mafiha, the Yotzim Kane, who are the Shvarma Trua, the Achasain. That he wants to say that if you did it, even according to the sheet, is that you need neshima achas. If you did it with two neshimas, you yotze. So he wants to say the opposite, that even the shittas that hold a what, you need neshima achas, if you do shtei neshimas, you yotze. And then within the Ramban, there was, because the pashas is, the shittas that hold like the Ramban, pashas, well, neshima achas is likuva. The only question is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that do shtei neshimas, if you do neshima achas, is that okay or not? But he's suggesting that perhaps that's only the chatchila, even within the Rishonim that say Neshima Achas. So what do we do in the end?
Well, but it's interesting. He says the Bach. Oh wait, I was doing look at the Bais Yosef. Doing the Bach or the Bais Yosef?
I was doing the Bach.
Okay.
So what's the minhag? So the minhag became, we'll see. For the tkiyas, the first set of tkiyas, neshima achas, and the shmon esrei, shtei neshimas. That became the minhag. Because look, take a look in Shulchan Aruch, even though no one says that. But that became like a pshara. Take a look on page 20 in the Shulchan Aruch. So Siv Dal. Shlosha Svarim Tzarech La'Sozim B'Neshim Achas. Avo Shlosha Svarim Etrua De Tashrad Yesh Omim She'enu Tzarech La'Sozim B'Neshim Achas. Who shall Yishe behafsaki yosim k'day neshima? Right. V'yesh omrim shetzarach lasos b'shimachas. Right, the Ramban. Ramban says you have to do it with the shimachas. And some say that you don't have to do it. There's much more that the shimachas is very important. The question is, how important is it? Is it likuva? So the Shulchan Aruch has two opinions. V'yirei shamayim yotze yidei kulam. So yirei shamayim is yotze all the opinions. V'tkiyas the miyushav yasa ben shimachas. V'tkiyas the mumad yasa b'shtei neshimas.
What does that mean?
Person is a Yirei Shamayim who wants to be medaktik b'mitzvahs should do the first 30 b'neshima achas and then the Shmon Esrei shtei neshimas.
What about the guy who does the like undertone of like saying what the next law is, isn't that breaking up some of the...
No, because usually they don't do they're not the makra shvarm trua together. So whatever minhag you hold, yeah. As if you hold the still shmon esrei you blow, so then maybe you'll also do the, but so that's the mechaber quotes this minhag.
Wait, the
South question? Like, you're, what are you asking? No, I was asking the other. The Gabbai says that. Like, what? He says the Miyushev, Yasev, the Shemesh. Right. The Mu'umad, Yasev, the Shemesh. Yeah. The first 30, that's the Miyushev. So that you do with the and the ones, the Mu'umad, the Shemon Esrei, that you do the Shemesh. No, but it's not a hefzik because it's l'tzorach, so it's not a hefzik. Hagav v'haminik ha'poshut lasos hakol b'shtei neshimas v'ein l'shanos. But the Ramah says he liked the to do everything b'shtei neshimas. Yeah. He holds to do everything, but the mechaber's minik I think became more. More common than the within this Ramah.
It's funny, all my years I've never heard
anybody go back and say you didn't do it with one breath? Yeah.
Right?
You get it so talked about.
Right.
So I'll be patched this, many hold, we'll see our salvation. That the Ikar Shita is really the what?
The Shimachas.
And the Rabbeinu Tam is like not the Ikar Shita. Because the Ramban was very strong against. But maybe the Rabbeinu Tam is the Ikar Shita.
Based on what? Based on what we do.
Because Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that you have to do Shvarm Trua, Kederach, that the person cries. So he cries, he pauses, he sighs, he takes a breath, right? It's not going to go for so long without a breath. That's not the way normal people. So if the chauffeur is.
I'm trying to think how I do it.
Yeah. So Zokti Avni Nezer, says a more ridiculous thing. He says he thinks the Ikar Shita is Rabbeinu Tam, not the Ramban. And he says Faker. He says some Shalmi and others Mashma that if you do Neshima Achas, you're Makalkel. Because each call, even though it's one mitzvah of Trua, but each call is a different thing. So maybe Fakir, you shouldn't do it b'neshim achas, and therefore, you know, he makes another pshara. What do we have? We have the Mechaber's pshara to do what? Miyushav b'neshim achas, the mum shtei neshimas. Ramah says both shtei neshimas. So you know what Davni Nezi says?
Fakir. All of them.
Do the first ones in shtei neshimas, because that's the one you're making the bracha on.
Right.
So if that's the ikur, you don't want to make a bracha levatola. And if you want to be machmir for the Ramban, do that in the Shmon Esrei. Bumfakir from the Mechaber. Yeah? He holds the Shtei Neshimas is the ikur. Like Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, if that's the ikur, that has to be in the beginning, by the Miyushar, because that's when you're making the bracha, or else there'll be a shayla of bracha levatola. You want to be choshesh for the other shita, so do that in the Shmon Esrei. Look inside page 23. So dover Yerushalmi v'shas nechulin v'shas mechom muchi v'tko b'shtei neshimus. V'im ki eneni kedai lachnis atzmim lachriya ben gedoy l'rishonim. See, once the Ramah said that you do everything in Shtei Neshima, so that gave him the Pesach to say, see, Ramah held the Shtei Neshima as the Iker. Neshe Ramah Kosov Shaminag HaPoshel Lutko HaKol B'Shtei Neshima V'Ein L'Shanos Kosav Divrei Me'elul Varashach Shekeinim Divrei HaRamah. Means the Ramah is the Emes. Moshe Emes V'Soroso Emes. That's the Ramah, he says. See? Kainim Divrei Ramah. The Ramah's words are Emes. Moshe Emes V'Soroso Emes. Umisha Roitze Lotzeis Yideha Omen Minashima Achas V'Asa Kain B'Tkiyas Demumad She'a Bracha Ala Tkiyas Shein Shemes V'lo Yechashash Bracha Vata. Because we want the Bracha to be on the Shein Shem. I don't know anyone who does what this. But even if you want to do the Ramah, he says do both for Shtei Neshimas. But this, and the minhag of the Mechaber is more famous than what the Avnei Nezer says. He's the Mechaber.
So what are we doing,
shuls? A lot of shuls do the Miyushav, the first 30 koilos in Neshima Achas, and then the ones in the Shmon Esrei in the Shtei Neshimas.
People really matkin on doing that? You would think so, but it's.
Yeah, because it's not something you hear that's, you know, but the Baal Tokeya right. And the rabbi should have a discussion before what they're doing, and presumably they do.
Mm-hmm. How about the person's blowing with someone else after Pola or women?
Yeah.
Is there an Indian for them to do both ways?
How much is he blowing? 30, 60, 90?
Let's say blowing 30, should he do 60?
Oh,
where's one breath? Where's Nishima?
So Pashita means that it's a one breath, you're not pausing at all. The Truma Sedeshin says even the Shimachas means you still pause.
Not when you're exhaling. When exhaling.
So, Rav Soloveitchik, let me show you Rav Soloveitchik on page 27. Rav Shech quotes here. He was very big into Neshima Achas. So he was into doing Neshima Achas by the Miyushav and by the movement. He says, Rabbeinu Tofas Leiker, page 27 in the bottom, Kedasa Sovim, Shashvarm Trua Shebetashrat, Zvichim Shiyu Beshima Achas. Mechavos Kol Echad, was the one call. So he did Kiyas the Miyushav, the Shtila, and the Chazor Shashatz, the Neshimachas.
So he wasn't Choshish at all for the Ramah.
But after Kaddish Tiskabel, so then he would do Shtei Neshimas. But then, if you do this way, Miyushav 30, Tefillah Balachash 30, Chazor Shashatz 30, so you already have 90. And the first 90, he did what?
One.
B'Neshima Achas, 90. Now after Kaddish Tiskabel, he wanted to be choshish for the Shtei Neshimas.
Alt COVID.
So what was the minhag? So he used to blow three. He would blow three times Tashrat. To be yotzei to doing Shtei Neshimas three times, so he blew 102 kolos because he blew 30, 30, 30 is 90, so most people blow 100 kolos, So he said Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shechel quotes, wanted to be Yotze, because really he didn't really hold so much from the Shtei Neshimas thing.
Clearly.
Right. So,
but he knew 100 for ancestry, he could do another 2 for any time.
Who said that?
Well,
the Rav said that? Oh, you heard him say that? Right, so then he wanted to do at least, because the Daraisa is 9, so at least he wanted to do 3 12, which is really 9, because it's the Shram Trua is really just one thing, it's the Trua, so he wanted to do that with the other Shita, so he blew 3 Tashrats after the Kaddish Niskabo. What did Rabbi Soloveitchik do?
The last time I was there, he did the Yishuv was 1 and the Ulam was 2, and then the 2 sets after the Ulam also 1 and 2.
1 2, 1 2. Okay, so this is. Now, the Chazon Ish had a original shita in this whole discussion here. I'll show. Look on page 26. So he said, "Listen to what the Chazon Ish held." He said like this. Well, the Shulchan Aruch says to do the first kolos b'neshimachas. So he teach not like the Truma Sedeshin. The Shima Achas means no hefsik at all. B'li hefsik klal. That's in the Shima Achas. And b'shtei neshimas, you know what shtei neshimas means? A little hefsik. But to take a breath, you're not yotzei. Then you're not yotzei. The kuli alma. Zochter. Look. The Maran Chazanish mefarsh much kosu b'shulchan aruch. Tashrat kiyas demiusha of yasem and shima achas. Haynu b'koach echad. B'li hefsek klal. Ud kiyas demiusha of yasem b'shtei neshimas. Haynu b'hefsek pochus of yidei neshima. Aval hefsek yidei neshima. If you mafsek the shir of a neshima, so if you take the breath, or even you wait the time of a breath, you're not yotzei l'kuli alma. So according to the Chazon Ish, if you follow the Ramah, and you actually the pshuto of the Ramah, and you take a breath between Shvarim Trua, then you're not yotzei anything. You weren't yotzei the, because the according to the Ramah, the more you do Shtei Neshimas in both. So the normal way of doing Shtei Neshimas is Yochor taking Shtei Neshimas. But the Chazon Ish said, no, if you do Shtei Neshimas Kipshuto, then you're not Yotze. So therefore, Shtei Neshimas just means you could pause a little bit. As opposed to the Shimachas, where you don't pause at all. But if you're following the Ramah, and you're doing it the way most people would think Pshat in the Ramah is, then you don't want Yotze anything. And he says, Pshat, that if you hold the Shema Achas like the Ramban, that means you can't pause at all. And according to that, if you pause even a little bit, it's possible. And according to the other Rishonim, the Chatchila Hafsavka Mu'etes, that's Shtei Neshimas, to have a little Hafsavka. They're showing Mohifsik Possel. And it could be that if you weren't mafsik at all, maybe it's possible. Well, so that's very. So Chazon Ish held that neshima achas means not to stop at all. Shtei neshimas to stop a little bit. Well, that's a big chumra.
What's the basis for that?
You have to read. You can read the piece. Yeah.
Because Rabbi Natan, the whole thing was that it's like. to make you take a break because it's how you cry, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not like he's saying, I'm doing it amazing, a little breath.
Right.
Like
so therefore, you're saying, right, you're saying the Parshat Pshat, you take the breath.
Yeah, the Parshat Pshat, that's, that's how you cry, is you take a breath and then do the next cry. And so Chazanish is saying, well, actually, two cries is just a little stop. But if you do a real stop, you're not even, you're out.
Right. Because he learns Pshat that the Rishonim was saying, the way you take it is to pause a little bit, not necessarily to take a breath. Because the bottom line is, it's one kol. So Mamela, you have to mitzarif it together. And if you take a Shema, then you weren't mitzarif it together. Oh, so let's just take a look. Oh, now in the Sefer Oil Shloimo, a little drush. On the last page, page 28. He is... an einikel from the Radomsker, the einikel of the Defer Shlomo. So he says a lot of things from the Zayde. So he wants to give pshat in what the two cries of Shvarim Tshuva are. Pashat pshat is just both wailing. So he wants to say no. Shvarim who shenicht, you see in the bottom here, on the right side. Shvarim who shenichtas belibo shel odom shetzorach loshuv lefonav. Whereas Shvarim, you're broken. That you did such averus. So that's that's what you're crying over. You're crying over the averus you did. The car of Hashem lishbrei leiv. So Hashem gvorsh Shvarim hu genuchi ganach. Yichol agonech belibo. Yichmoshi yishchol haguf kvokin yishchol hanefesh. Just like a chol haguf, there's a chol hanefesh. So therefore you cry. Shavnech b'libo al chol ha'nefesh shechato mischarit al zeh. But trua, you know, trua is different though. What's the word in trua? You look in Chumash and Balak. It's right, one of the psukim we have in Rosh Hashanah. Lohi bit oven b'yakov v'lor omor b'yisrael Hashem l'cha v'imo usruas melech bo. Rashi says that trua is lashon reya, friendship, relationships, chiba, the race. So he says like this: "Kutrua hu shemakriv habal tshuva v'nei Hashem u'mekabel atzmo shalachto od nasa olav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Shemo shekosav, shemo shepirish Rashi al posuk lo hibit oven biyakov lo omom lo yisrael Hashem lo kavimot shuras melch bo peish Rashi trua hu lo shel chiba v'reis. Maria David, Olive David. A kavana hu kumosh kosav Rambam, dola tshuva shemakavera mikareves as adam l'shchina. A tshuva mikareves as harachokim. Whereas part of tshuva is you're remorseful, but then in the end, it brings you back. But I wanted to say maybe pshat and what he's saying is, but l'chor they're both cries. So it could be you could say pshat like this, that the way he's saying shvarim, you're crying because you did sins, and trua, you're crying over the loss of the relationship that you had with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's lashon reis. So when you do tshuva, it's not only to mechaper for the averus, but the relationship you want to restore, and that's basically what sukkos is. That's the sukkos is the, you know, the Mabit in the Beis Elokim says there's two types of tshuva. One is you do a tshuva and Hashem forgives you, but He doesn't really want to have anything to do with you. But then there's Ritzui, there's a higher level. Now not only is the tshuva, but the relationship goes back the way it was from before. That's some say pshat in the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon says that the Anonim went away and they came back on sukkos after the Cheder Egel, to show that Hashem's saying that it's not just a mechaper. And there's sometimes a guy, somebody ba'avult you. So he says he's sorry. You say, okay, I'm sorry, but I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. But then there's the thing, no, there's sorry, and now I want to have that same good relationship that we had before again. So trua is that idea of getting back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But also you can say pshat is the crying of the loss of that relationship and hopefully the restoration. That's the Shorim and Trua. That's why perhaps you can say that you can't have too much of a break between the Shvarim and the Trua, because the real point in Tshuva is to mend the relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So after you do the Shvarim, you got to get to the Trua right away, because it's not just you did this, but now we want to bond together again. So there we have a machloikis, where there should be a little bit of a hefsek, but everyone agrees that if it's more than a shimachas, then it wouldn't be good, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam allows in shimachas, and even that the Chazanish said. Well, the Chazanish usually has bigger shiur, he has the smaller shiur, but it's the chumra. He says the smaller shiur becomes al chumra, so here he goes with the smaller shiur. And the smaller shiur is, and the shimachas only means a little pause. So it's interesting. Chazanish usually has the bigger shiur, mm-hmm. because the bigger shiur is used with the chumra. Here, having a smaller shiur is the chumra, so he goes with the smaller shiur. So, okay. Let me wish everyone a ksiva chasima toiva, a good gebed shiur for everyone, good health, that we should be able, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, that all the brachas that we get in this world are just to facilitate us to be able to be over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if a person's not well, chas v'sholom, and he doesn't have the gashmis that he needs, then he won't be able to serve the Ribbono Shalom in the way he needs to serve the Ribbono Shalom. So I wish everyone, they should have good health, he should have a geben shiur, a lot of nachas from everybody, the whole family, and we should all be zoicha for aksima, for chasima toiva, lanu ul'chol beis Yisrael.
Amen.
So next year, Bez Hashem, is during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after Bez Hashem, and it'll be an Inyanei Yom Kippur Shachal Yos B'Shabbos, and this year's Yom Kippur Shachal Yos B'Shabbos. Yeah, so Bez Hashem. And this is our last shir with Rabbi Yigal Dakar, so we wish him Letzeis Chem L'Sholom. We hope he comes back. He's going back to L.A. Relocating to his original, but he can still always come back to the West Side and still have the connection with the West Side, as we said.
We're setting up the video camera. Yeah.